Pause recording.
Hi everyone. This is my Audio Mo Day 8. It's June the 8th, 2014. And for me it's a very important day because on June the 8th, 1989, I qualified with my first guide dog. So I've had guide dogs now for 25 years. And I just thought I'd tell you a little bit about each of them. So if you're not interested in dogs, maybe today's audio mo isn't important for you, but I wanted to do it. My first dog was called Rula. She was a Labrador Retriever cross, yellow Labrador Retriever cross. And she was an amazing dog. I had her for 8 years. She was actually quite aloof. She was very single-minded. And she wasn't one of these that sort of goes up to everybody and wants a fuss. She had her definite people, and nobody else really mattered to her. If you could channel that single-mindedness into her work, which I learnt to do, she was an absolute incredible guide dog. When I qualified with her, I was living and working in London, and she used to think nothing of the rush hour on the tubes. She'd squash in, there'd be people's coats and briefcases and everything all around her head, and she'd just stand there and just be totally non-fazed. I could also even, you know, if I was halfway down a flight of stairs into a tube station, I heard a train coming, I could run and just run straight down the stairs and not even break my stride as I went got onto the train. So, yeah, I had her for 8 years. I moved up to Loughborough in that time. And so her workload was reduced a bit, but she did really well. The sad thing about Rula was just before she retired, she started off by doing these massive, massive sneezes. And I feel ashamed to say that I thought she was quite amusing. And then it sort of came to the conclusion that possibly all was not well. And the long and the short of it was she had a cancerous tumour in her nose. And it was decided, just as I trained with my second dog, that she would be put to sleep because there wasn't really any viable treatment for her. So that was Rula. Sadly, she never got a retirement, but she was a fantastic dog.
Pause recording.
My second dog was a black lab called Lindsay. I really should never have gone for Lindsay. I wasn't in the right frame of mind to have Lindsay. And she was a very different dog. I made the big mistake of thinking, as a guide dog owner of 8 years, that I knew what I was doing. And I so didn't, because Lindsay was completely different. We were a mismatch from the start. She didn't like to be rushed. I was still in the phase of my life where rushing around seemed to be the important thing to do. And she went back for some retraining after about 9 months. But as soon as she came back to me, the problems that she'd been exhibiting before came back. So it was decided that she would go, and she was retrained, and she went out with a retired lady from Lincolnshire somewhere. And I saw her probably about a year later at a guide dog's open day, and she was so calm and so right, and the lady was so right for her. So although it was a sad ending for me, Lindsay had a happy ending.
Recording.
Then I had Safi, who was another black Labrador, who did very well. At the time I was living in Eastleigh, which is between Nottingham and Loughborough, and I used to work on that side of the city, so we used to just have to get a bus, and then there was a bit of a quiet walk, and we were at work. Unfortunately, after a couple of years, my job relocated, and we had to cross the city, had to get on another bus and go out the other side. Safi just stressed. She used to shake and tremble on the buses. She used to try not to get on them. And it got to the point, even at the end, when I was in my ex-husband's car, she didn't even like being in the car, and I thought, this is something very wrong. So again, she was retrained and again went out with an elderly gentleman who just worked and lived in a sort of a quiet suburban area. And although I never heard any outcome of Safi, I believe that she was okay.
Pause recording.
My next dog was Jade. Jade was my little angel girl. She was a lovely little dog. Almost white, yellow Labrador, very tiny. I think she was about 22 kilos, really small little dog. And she was fantastic, quite feisty, but not, you know, she never pulled when she was working or anything, but she was quite feisty. And she was definitely a feisty little girl when it came to being with other dogs. Although she was the little one, she was always top dog. She was brilliant. When I first got her, I was still with my ex-husband, but then we broke up. And then I moved to Nottingham, where I am now, and bought a house on my own. And it was a difficult time, but Jade was just amazing. She just took to it. The more I heaped on her in terms of the work that she did, the more she took it, really. She just loved it. And so we had a very event-free time together. When she was about 9, she started to hesitate when she was working, and I thought, no, this is enough. This Jade was always so up for working. And the fact that she was hesitating told me that something was wrong. So I asked to retire her, and I was told that I could. That was in the March. And I finally got my next dog in the October. So I felt that was good. I think Jade could have carried on a bit longer. But I'm glad she didn't, because she never got to the point where she hated working. And I really didn't want to work her into the ground. So I'm glad she got to retire when she did. That was in 2010. And she died a few weeks ago. I think she had some sort of stroke, and she lived with my parents, and she was put to sleep in March. So she had a nice, long, happy retirement as well, going on long walks with my dad.
Pause recording.
I then had Jasmine, and poor Jasmine should never have gone out, I don't think. She was very, very nervous, very body shy, but very strong as well. So she'd pull you all over the place, and she used to do the sort of actions that would, in any of my other dogs, a sort of a physical correction was necessary. But with her, if I gave her a physical correction, she just sort of went to pieces. Other little things happened in the early days. She used to run away from me when I got the harness out and that sort of thing. Very, very unsure of herself. In terms of helping her through all these things, in the time that I had her, 2 years, she became a much more a calm, happier dog around the house, but there were still issues. And, you know, I never worked a station with her without having real problems. She just wasn't right. And it got to the point in the end when I said to guide dogs, you know, this dog shouldn't be working. And she was taken in and reassessed, and they thought about sending her out again, and I sort of said, please don't, because it was all these changes that she couldn't cope with. So she eventually was taken back, and she went out to... She was withdrawn, and she went to live with some friends of a friend of a friend. So although I don't see her, I probably could if I wanted to. And I believe she's having a very, very happy life, doing a lot of narrowboat holidays and things like that. So she's better off now where she was, you know, where she is.
Pause recording.
Goodness, I had no idea that I was this far through with the recording, so I will have to continue on a separate boo, I think.